Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Makos Yud Gimel, Makos 13a, pagination is 25. We start the new perek right before the wide lines. Ve'eluhin halokin, these are the people who get Malkus. You'll remember that the way the Masechta began was regarding Zomimin, people who said testimony that was false to the point of Imanu Heyisem B'makom Ploni, that they were found not to be present in the place where they claim the violation occurred. That was the intro into Maseches Makos, which is about Malkus, about hitting the offender, but it wasn't the conventional example of Malkus. That was a person who really would have gotten Edom Zomim in punishment, Kasher Zomim, like he plotted, and he ended up with getting Malkus because that was a default punishment that we discussed in the Gemara. This perek is finally getting to what one would call the essence of the Masechta. Elu hein alokin, these are the people who get Malkus, meaning they did an offense which warrants this type of punishment. And the punishment was that the person would be whipped a certain number of times, a maximum of 39 per offense, but an expert doctor would assess whether the person can handle that, and if they couldn't, they would get less. And we're going to focus on which offenses would warrant such a punishment. Now, the opening of the Mishnah is going to list off offenses of immoral conduct, relations with someone that's forbidden to the person. And at first glance, we're going to wonder, that's it? It's just Malkus? It sounds like capital offense type punishment, type violations. And we will see that these are examples of things that are chayve krisus. The person gets cut off for such a violation if he does it purposely. And that's a form of what in a general sense we call misa bidei shamayim, that it's given to the hands of heaven, that the earthly court does not enforce it as a capital offense. Nevertheless, there is a Malkus application if the violation was done, Edim and Hasra, with witnesses who warned him before he did it, and he purposely went ahead and did it, there would be Malkus. But indeed, as we intuitively know, it's not, in its essence, a Malkus-type violation. It's a Chayve Krisus. It's a very high level of violation. But Malkus is applicable. Let's see the list, and when we get practical, you'll understand the intro. Habo alachoso, a person has relations with his sister. Va'alachos aviv, with the sister of his father, his aunt. Va'alachos imo, the sister of his mother, again aunt but maternal this time. Va'alachos ishto, the sister of his wife, which is forbidden during the wife's lifetime. Va'al eshes ochiv, the wife of his brother, is a high level of prohibition. If the brother dies, the prohibition remains unless the brother died without children, in which case the mitzvah of yibum may apply. Va'al eshes achi aviv, and the wife of his father's brother, again a form of aunt. Va'al hanida, or a woman who following her period did not yet go to mikvah, so she has the status of a nida. These are examples of chayve krisus, certain type of punishment in the hands of heaven, and malkus would be applicable if indeed the person was appropriately warned by witnesses. The Rambam indeed lists these off in Hilchas Sanhedrin, 19th Perek, as the perek begins, kol lo sasa sheyesh bo kores ve'ein bo misas bezdin, if a violation has kores punishment associated with it and does not have an earthly capital punishment, shalokim aleihem, and you would have the malchus. So the Rambam lists off 21 such examples. Now, also included in this Mishnah, regarded Elohein Alokin, people who are going to get Malkus, are lesser type offenses, things that are not capital punishment even in the hands of heaven. You'll see as an example, counting up from the bottom seven lines, Ha'ochel nevelos utrefos shkatzim uremasim, a person who eats an animal that is not kosher, or different crawling things that also are forbidden. So if the animal's not kosher in terms of kosher consumption, it wasn't shecht properly, it wasn't a healthy animal. These are examples that are being given in the Mishnah as well as Malkus type offenses. One of the fascinating cases that's listed here, which helps us segue into some of the other discussions of the remaining part of the Masechta, is where a person can do one violation and be punished with two sets of Malkus, two punishments because of the violation, because the violation, even though it's one act, but it involves two different lavin. You'll see on the third wide line, almana ugerusha. If a Kohen Gadol would marry a woman who is both a widow and a divorced woman, and the Kohen Gadol is prohibited in either of those cases, chayavin alea mishum shnei shemos, he's going to be in violation and be punishable because of two names, meaning two declarations of the Torah he's in violation of. Because it says, Amano Grusha v'chalala zona lo yikach, he's not allowed to take. So the lo yikach is going on everything that's before in the Pasuk, and since Amana and Grusha are listed individually, so each one is considered a lo yikach, and he's in violation. However, Gerusha v'chalutza, in the case of Gerusha, a divorced woman, or a chalutza where Yibam was possible, but they chose to do chalitza, and a regular Kohen is forbidden in such a woman, eino chayev ala misham achas belvad, only Gerusha is listed in the Pasuk, and therefore there's only one violation that's Malkus relevant in such an act. So even though the woman has two reasons why you're not allowed to marry her, in this case the Kohen, but since in the declaration of the Torah only one of them is written clearly, there's only one violation that he's liable for, again going back to Almano Grusha, even though it's the same Pasuk and it's the same Lo Yikach, but the Lo Yikach is applying to both of them, and therefore the Mishnah says there would be two applications of Malkus for that one act. Yoshe Koach, thank you for joining.